Okay, so how did Trailer Radio get all started? How did that happen?
Well, I'm from West Virginia, first of all, and I've been in New York for a number of years. And a few years ago, I wrote a show called Moonshine Martinis. It was sort of a one-woman show that I performed in the cabaret venues, and it was all country music from the 60s and 70s. And I got to know a lot of the other country bands in the city through that production, and I started seeing their shows and going to their gigs, and I thought, wow, you know, this is so much fun. I can't, you know, not do it myself. So I started looking for some really good country pickers here in the city, and I tried to get the best of the best that I could find together and form a group that we, you know, decided to call Trailer Radio. The name Trailer Radio is something kind of from my past, because when I was a kid in West Virginia, we lived in a trailer for a little while, and there in the mountains in that area, you can only pick up one station on the radio. So fortunately, it was, you know, a really cool station. They played a lot of stuff, and you got, you know, some country, well, you got a lot of country music, of course, but there was also some, you know, some pop and some rock and some blues and gospel, and you know, there was something for everybody on that station. And so when I was kicking around names of the band, I thought, yeah, Trailer Radio, and we're just going to do a mix of things, and we play mostly country with some rock and blues, and we also do a little gospel every now and then. So we try to, you know, keep it fun and you know, country and you know, we call ourselves kind of Metro Twang. Mm-hmm. So there's also some city elements to it as well. And yeah, so that's how it got started. We started about a year ago here in the city, and we've been going strong ever since.
You guys have been doing great, obviously. I mean, you're playing all over New York City and New York State. I mean, did you expect to kind of hit the ground running this quickly?
Yeah, kind of, because the way I like to do things is just go whole hog, you know, if you will, to use a Southern expression. Uh-huh. You know, we just wanted to get started. Some of the guys had already written some music, some country songs, Black Football Widow, A Little Too Old, A Lot Too Ugly. And they kind of had them sitting on the shelf. And I said, you know what, we're going to start with that. And that kind of laid the groundwork for Trailer Radio. And we you know, got the guys together. We started rehearsing. We started booking gigs immediately. You know, like I said, I'd already met a few people here in the city who were in the, you know, in the venues, and I met a few bookers, and, you know, then we just got the album together as quickly as we could, and we did that all within a year. So, you know, we've been having a really good time. We've been really lucky that everyone's been so responsive.
So what do you think separate? I know this is going to be a weird question considering that you're, you know, a country, you know, rock and blues band in New York City, but what do you think separates you from the other bands in New York City?
Well, I would guess that, you know, we try to have a lot of fun. Not that everyone else doesn't try to have fun as well, but we try to find songs that are witty, that have a clever, you know, some clever lyrics. We don't do a lot of ballads. We tend to be more rock as well. We're not really the acoustic type of band. A lot of the bands in New York are, you know, like upright bass and banjo and fiddle, and we don't have that. We have, you know, the rock. We have the electric guitars, you know, electric bass, drums, and we try to make it, you know, fun and punchy and witty and clever. A lot of our songs are, you know, really tongue-in-cheek, so we try to focus on that fun element. That's, you know, probably one of the main things that separates us.
Okay. How important do you think country music is as far as in looking at the whole musical landscape of the United States?
It's very important, and it's growing, because what I have noticed here, being in New York for almost 15 years now, used to be I never heard any country music in any store, in any restaurant, anywhere. And nowadays, you hear that. People here in the city are now embracing the country music. The old stuff, the new stuff, I mean, you hear everything from, you know, Lady Antebellum and Brad Paisley all the way to Johnny Cash. Just last night, I was in a bar on the Upper West Side, and Johnny Cash, somebody, you know, requested that on the jukebox. So I think it's very important. And country music, you know, it targets, there's something in there for everybody. if you're super sad, there's going to be a song, a very, very sad country song, just nails exactly what you're feeling. Same thing goes for funny. It can be extremely funny and just very straightforward. And country music is not afraid to talk about everyday life. And I think that's what draws people to it, is it's just very straightforward about everyday topics.
Okay, let's talk about this album. How proud are you of the band's album?
Oh my God, I am so proud. This is my first attempt at doing an album. Now, the guys in the band, they've all done albums before with other bands, other groups, but for me personally, this is the first time I've recorded anything. And I was very green. I didn't know what to expect. They kind of led me through it and kind of guided me on, you know, how we should go about, you know, recording it and all that jazz. But it came out so good. Like, when I heard it, I was amazed at what it sounded like. I really was surprised. I'm really proud of it.
So do you think your experience in theater has kind of helped you as a singer? Because, I mean, a lot of singers have problems projecting, and if you have experience in theater, that's obviously not a problem.
Oh, yeah, without question. The background with theater is key, I think. You can go into a room, you know, judging by the people in the room, and you get a sense for your audience, the people who are in the bar or at the party or wherever you're playing. You can kind of feel where you need to go with things. And sometimes you'll say, okay, these people, I feel them, they're ready for a ballad. Or, you know, they want something fun. These guys want to dance, they want to get up. So having been in theater, you learn to read the audience, and then you can, you know, you can kind of project and give them what they want. Also, it removes some stage fright, because I've been so accustomed to being in front of people that I don't really get nervous when I go into singing. You know, I get really excited. I'm real thrilled to be there. So definitely the theater definitely helped me out here.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, you guys played at the Shrine in Harlem. What was that like? I mean, that's not a place that country music is known for.
Well, you know, the Shrine, it was an awesome place. They have an awesome setup, and they are very welcoming to music of all types. And we didn't know what to expect, and there wasn't a big crowd at Shrine. We weren't able to bring in a lot of our people up from where they are, which is, you know, lower Manhattan and the Brooklyn area and all that. But the people who were in the room really liked it, and they would come up to the stage, and they would stand there, like, really close to us and look at us. And then they would kind of go away. And then, you know, a few minutes later, one of them would come up and, like, look at us. And they were really, like, they seemed to be really interested in the guitars. Like, they were watching the guys play. And I got to tell you, the guys on the guitars, you know, they're really smoking players. And they were really responsive and friendly. And just, they were great people. And it's a great room. So we hope to go back there.
Okay. Who are your musical influences?
I would say my personal music influences are Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Merle Haggard. I think as a band, you know, we share a lot of that. We have a lot of influences in the older country music, more so than some of the modern country. Like Southern culture on the Skids, that's an influence on us. Brad Paisley, we you know, we love his lyrics, we love his music. I would guess that it's mostly older stuff, but some new stuff as well. Also, you know, like Ray Stevens, who's a country comedy guy. Robbie Foulkes, I love Robbie Foulkes. So, you know, there's a few for you.
Okay, this might be a tough question, but what's a song on your iPod that you love but you're kind of ashamed to tell anybody?
Song on my iPod that I love that I'm afraid to tell anybody. Well, you know what? There's not one song in particular, but there's a children's album on my iPod. It's called Gather Round, and it's got songs like Puff the Magic Dragon. It's got I'm My Own Grandpa, and it's awesome. I listen to it when I want to chill. That's what I turn on is the kids' music.
So, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone's walking by, you know, the Underground Lounge or, you know, John Brown Smokehouse, you know, the first or second Tuesday of the month, and they're kind of like, oh, Trailer Tuesdays, what's this all about? And they're kind of on the fence. They like country music, but, you know, they're a New Yorker, so they don't really tell people that they really like country music, and they want to go in, but they're not sure. How would you get them in the door?
Well, you know what I might do? If I can see that person, I might wave or smile or, you know, gesture, come on in. I mean, I like to interact with the audience. And if I see somebody, you know, who's kind of on the fence, and this has happened a number of times where you'll see somebody outside the venue and they're walking down, they're kind of interested, they peek in the window, and you look over at them, you give a little wave, and you say, come on in. And they might run screaming into the night as well. They just really don't know, but I'd probably gesture and just ask them to come on in, like welcome. This is like grandma's back porch. You can come in here, and it's non-threatening. Everyone's welcome. There's something for everybody. Just come on in.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to say about the band that we haven't touched base on yet?
You know what? I'll just say, I love my band. I love those guys, and I think that we really enjoy playing together, and I think that shows on stage, and you know, the mix of personalities and the talent level, it's really amazing, and I'm just having a great time.